828 at WGCL. Glass in the Morning, thank you for being with us. The first day of December. I always love speaking about Indiana soccer. I always love talking to the head coach, Todd Yeagley. But, Yeags, coach, I really like talking to you in December. That's a pretty good sign that you've had at least a decent season. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, if we're talking December, that's always a good benchmark of a good year.
We start with two-to-room turkey, and then we kind of just go after that and see how the tea leaves fall. Let's start there. Two-to-room turkey is a wonderful tradition because that means you are playing at a time of the season where you need to spend Thanksgiving here in Bloomington.
It is, and I mean, a lot of these, you know, a lot of our players they've been away from home for a while, and just to have that time with the team and kind of their extended family, it's a really cool tradition, and the two rooms been a great house to us. And it also signifies that the season's gone well, and there's another season out there to still be had. But it's a fun week for our team. We get to spend a lot of time together because obviously classes are not in session, and just different kind of bonding with the group. So it's an enjoyable week and one that obviously worked out well for us.
New Hampshire was the victim, 2-1. How do you think your team handled all that, not having school, not the routine? Were you pleased with the performance last weekend?
UNH was a really good team. We knew that they were strong coming in. They were balanced. They had a lot of international. They were mature, a very old team. And I thought we started the game well the first 20 minutes. And then really the rest of the game, I thought, was a bit of a back-and-forth affair, not a lot of chances. It felt like a deep tournament game. And we've had so much of the games in this year that I thought it was good that our team felt that in the sense that it was tight. We were not going to get, you know, we're leading the country in shots. It's not going to be that way. It would be lovely if it was, but the chances of that are slim. So it was a tight game. We didn't play our best, and I think there is something to be said in any run of kind of overcoming some challenges. And that way, it was a really good team, and we were a little bit off in some ways, and yet we still found the way to win. And they stayed really focused in the moment, and I think that will be important coming into the game tonight.
And tonight's game against Michigan State, 7 p.m., Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. The Hoosiers are undefeated, folks. They're 17 wins, no losses, 5 draws. Haven't trailed yet on the season. And getting that kind of tough tournament, workman-like performance out of the way, does that galvanize your team and give them the belief that, hey, they can win games like that even if they're not going to go in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I just think you got to use that as an experience. So if things aren't going as planned tonight, they have that experience component. And a lot of our returning players have had those different experiences. These freshmen have had so much success this year. We've been kind of on top of most teams, haven't had much adversity, although some of our ties have felt like losses in the sense of kind of how you felt into the game. It's important to feel that way. We kind of rolled over Old Dominion, even in the Big Ten, even though the game ended in a tie and we didn't advance the penalties, we were all over Wisconsin, kind of all over Ohio State. So, again, it was not that you don't want to be all over a team and have the better of it, but it's something that's important because if we continue to advance in this tournament, we're going to have spells of the game that the other team is going to have some stuff. And we've got to be able to withstand that and just stay composed and continue to defend well. And know that our chances might not come in flurries, but when they do come, we have to take really good care of those opportunities.
And speaking of defenders, Grant Lillard was nominated or has been named as a semifinalist for the Mac Herman Award. That should surprise absolutely nobody that follows your team, correct?
No, Grant, I think he'll be one of the three finalists. He's now one of, I think, the final 15. With our team success, I mean, this team has been, kind of making history all along the way and staying really present in this year. But the goals against, our team defending numbers are off the charts. Historically, we've set some new national records, obviously some program records, and he's a big part of that. There's a lot of important reasons why we defend well, but Grant is certainly kind of that key component in the middle of all of it. And I'm just really happy because he obviously had an opportunity to forego his senior year and then turn professional, and he felt he had unfinished business to attend to here and help us, you know, get to this point. And nothing would be, you know, greater than to see Grant celebrate tonight.
And see everybody celebrate tonight. Tonight is the big night. It's the NCAA quarterfinal, Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field. Tickets are available at iuhoosiers.com. Tell every IU student you know it's free tonight, as Athletic Director and Vice President Fred Glass is picking up the tab. You have to show your student ID at the ticket window, and you get in for free. Friday, mid-50s during the day, sunshine's out, Big Ten opponent. What are we missing tonight? This looks like it's going to be an all-timer.
This could be, I mean, Michigan State's a really good team. They play. We know each other. I mean, this is going to be, I think, an absolute battle. And our fans, and the one thing we have not been able to do is really completely pack the place for a tournament game. And I'm talking historically. We've set some of our best marks in the regular season, and it would be pretty cool to see, you know, Armstrong tonight completely packed to give us that extra edge to help push us to a Final Four. And I know our players would love that, and we're certainly hoping that happens tonight. The weather is cooperating. You're in December, and it's going to be a mild night, and it's going to be a great contest. So we hope everyone comes out.
Keys to victory for your team are pretty simple. Keep it out of the net, put one in theirs. But Michigan State has been pretty they've been pretty dingy on the defensive side of things as well. How do you break them down?
There's a lot of similarities between the two squads. I mean, Michigan State is one of the better teams defensively in the country. They've given up 11 goals. One of those games was 4. So if you take that game out, the numbers are pretty close to ours. And they're balanced. They have different players that can score. They can possess. They can go direct. They're dangerous on restarts. They're really good. And we knew coming into the year that Michigan State was a team that, you know, after we played them and saw them this year, that we thought this could be a team that could go deep, and here we both are. I have a lot of respect for their staff and the program, what they've done, and it's kind of two mirroring teams going at it, and you just need your difference makers to make some plays tonight and continue to be sound defensively and keep things tight. And often a restart is the difference in these games, and it might be tonight that a set piece could be the difference.
And 7 o'clock will be kickoff. If you are not in the Bloomington area, don't worry, go to iuhoosiers.com. They'll send you the links. All these tournament games are free to watch. You don't need to be a member of anything. You can get out and watch them. Coach, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and I hope our conversations in December continue as the month moves along.
So do I. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, go get him tonight. Thanks, buddy. Todd Yeagley, he's the head coach of men's soccer here at Indiana University. Quarter finalists. They are in the quarterfinals for the first time since 2012. If you remember that journey, that took us, as I was broadcasting the games, down to North Carolina. And won on that evening that sent Indiana to their last Final Four in 2012 in Birmingham. And you know how that ended. Star number 8. The last home quarterfinal was in 2004 as they beat Tulsa 4-0 and advanced, as we told you earlier, to the Home Depot Center in Los Angeles, where they claimed title number 7. So you can connect a few dots here and there, and hope to see everybody tonight. Should be, again, as Coach mentioned, weather great. Should be a big, big house.